you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 28th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. SoCal is in for another hot day. The National Weather Service has posted heat advisories until 8 p.m. for the L.A. County mountains and valley areas, inland Orange County, and the Riverside and San Bernardino County valleys. Forecasters remind you to drink plenty of water, stay out of the sun, keep your pets and kids out of the sun as well for extended periods of time. KPCC's Aaron Stone reports the board of the L.A. Unified School District has approved a budget to help deal with extreme heat.
The budget includes $58 million to primarily add more green space to LA's famously asphalt-heavy schoolyards. Robin Mark is the LA director of the environmental nonprofit Trust for Public Land.
When we think about the places that we have created for students, which are schoolyards that are completely covered in asphalt, that's not conducive to creating an environment that is healthy for kids to learn and thrive.
Mark says green space at school is essential for coping with increasingly extreme heat, cooling local temperatures, and improving air quality. Multiple studies have also shown green space at school helps kids focus better, eases stress, and improves mental health. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
LA has seen 4 days now of protests since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Claudia Gunter attended a downtown march yesterday, saying she's fighting for her teen daughter's future.
We definitely want her to grow up in a world where she has a choice on what to do with her body. She has that freedom.
Jaden Adrade came up from Lawndale.
Even if we're not as affected, like from California, we're still fighting for other women who potentially have those rights taken away from them right away in other states. And it's important that we stand together no matter who we are, where we come from, and fight for our rights, because this isn't just about women or what they do with their body. It's about human rights being taken away from us.
And more protests are in the works for today. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer describes the ruling as a devastating decision.
I'm old enough to have been a teenager when abortions were illegal, and I witnessed firsthand how horrible that is and the horrible choices that left so many teens and women to make. So I can't imagine the horror of going back in time, but that's where we are.
Ferrer says LA County's doors are open to people anywhere in the country who need access to reproductive care. A real estate developer has been convicted of giving former L.A. City Council member Jose Huizar a $500,000 bribe to grease the wheels for a downtown condo project. Dayan Lee and his company, 940 Hill, were found guilty of bribery, fraud, and obstruction charges. That's bad news for Huizar, who's due to go on trial next year on racketeering, bribery, and other charges. He has pleaded not guilty. The Sunday fistfight between the Angels and the Seattle Mariners on the field has led to a dozen suspensions from Major League Baseball. KPCC's Nick Roman says 9 went to Angel players, coaches, and staff.
Angel pitcher Andrew Wentz, who threw behind one Seattle hitter and hit another, got a 3-game suspension, but his boss, interim manager Phil Nevin, got 10 games. And that started with last night's game against the White Sox in Anaheim. Coach Dom Chidi is out for 5 games, bench coach Ray Montgomery for 2, coach Bill Hasselman for 1. Even team interpreter Manny Del Campo got a 2-game suspension. As for players, reliever Ryan Tepera got 3 games plus 2 for fellow reliever Rossell Iglesias. Now they can appeal. Angel third baseman Anthony Rendon, who's out for the season with a wrist injury, will serve a 5-game suspension next season. And he can't be on the bench this season for a week. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
The House January 6th committee has scheduled another hearing this morning to present new evidence about the insurrection. Burbank Congressmember Adam Schiff on the committee says they've been reviewing new documentary footage.
We will be likely incorporating portions of the footage into some of the future hearings. The July hearings are going to be focused on the run-up to January 6th, the assembling of the mob, the participation of these white nationalist groups, our final hearing, at least in July, is likely to focus on what the president was doing while the attack was taking place, or more accurately, what he was not doing, the complete dereliction of duty.
The footage shows Donald Trump in his inner circle before and after the insurrection. Juul products are still on sale as the company appeals an FDA ban on the sale of its electronic cigarettes, tobacco, and flavored cartridges. The FDA said last Thursday Juul's application to stay on the market did not answer the agency's concerns about some potentially harmful chemicals in its products. Cliff Douglas directs the University of Michigan's Tobacco Research Network. He tells KPCC's Air Talk Juul has touted its products as helping cigarette smokers quit, but he adds federal regulators are also looking at whether Juul's marketing draws in kids.
When it comes to the larger public health question, the agency is supposed to balance the potential risks to non-users, particularly kids, and the potential benefits to the tens of millions of adult cigarette smokers in this country.
Juul says it believes its products meet the standard of being appropriate for the protection of public health. Elvis has won its box office dance-off with Top Gun Maverick. After the two films reported the same ticket sales Sunday, Monday's final numbers has Elvis alone as king of the weekend. Elvis ultimately grossed $31.1 million from Friday to Sunday, according to Warner Brothers' final figures that came out yesterday. That's slightly above the $30.5 million the studio forecast on Sunday. When film studios report box office numbers on Sundays, they are able to fairly accurately predict Sunday's ticket sales. Paramount Pictures, though, slightly overestimated how Top Gun Maverick fared in its fifth weekend. After the studio reported the same $30.5 million for the Top Gun sequel on Sunday, the final number came in at $29.6 million. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.